Here we go. Are you tired of telemarketers bombarding you with after-hours sales calls for products you have repeatedly declined, even when you've asked to be removed from their database? What are your rights? Advocate Panzi Tlakula is the chairperson of the Information Regulator of South Africa, IRSA, and joins us now on the line. Advocate Tlakula, always a pleasure to chat to you. I think, like all of us, you no doubt have also been on the receiving end of unwanted calls. What are consumers' rights in the instance I've just described?
Yes, good morning, Bongani. I think the starting point is to look at what the law says, because I think there's a little bit of confusion there.
Yeah.
The law prohibits direct marketing through unsolicited electronic communication. So electronic communication is also defined because it's a text, a voice, a sound, or an image that is transmitted through over electronic communication network, which is stored in the network or in the recipient's equipment until that recipient retrieves it. So that kind of direct marketing, which is direct marketing through SMS, fax, automatic calling machine, you know, where the message is recorded, through email, that electronic communication, it's different. That one, the law says that kind of direct marketing is prohibited unless the data subject or the recipient of the message has consented. And the telemarketer must approach the data subject only once for the purpose of obtaining his or her consent. If that person had been approached before and they declined to be approached again, they should not be approached again.
Basically, on that definition, many, many telemarketers fall foul of the law.
No, because those who are experts in IT, I don't know if you're one of them, I'm not, I'm a lawyer. They say direct marketing messages through a telephone does not fall within this definition, because a telephone is not an electronic communication in terms of the Protection of Personal Information Act. That's where the difference lies. That does not mean that kind of direct marketing through a phone is not included in the Act. It is, because the same Act, Protection of Personal Information, says that kind of message, if you receive it, you must object. And once you have objected to receiving that message, the sender, the telemarketer, cannot send to you again. What does that mean? How does the law also work? The law says before, whether it's a direct marketing through electronic communication or through a telephone, means whoever markets the goods or services to you must have obtained your telephone number with your consent, or if you did not consent thereto, it means they must your telephone number, they must have derived it from a public record, or you must have made it.
Hold on. I have to come in there, advocate, because in almost all the ticks you've just given us now, in many instances, the telemarketer won't tell you where they got your number from. Even when you tell them that you don't want them to call you, they do not desist. They keep on phoning you back. And you're saying, even if they do it via telephone, that still falls foul of the law.
Yes, definitely, because...
So what are our rights then?
Let me say first, they must obtain that telephone number from you, or alternatively from a public record, or if you have deliberately made that telephone number public yourself, then they are...
Here's a question. We, for the last, 2 years, have been leaving our phone numbers almost any time we enter, you know, somebody's premises because of COVID-related issues, what obligation is there for that information not to be disseminated?
That's not a public record. So anyone who takes your telephone number from that record is contravening the law. That's not a public record. A public record would be like where you register companies. It's called what, CIPS.
Yes.
That's a public record. Or the deeds register. That's a public record. Or if you put your telephone number on Facebook, you know, and it's available, or on any social media, then you have made it available. So that's the only way they can get. But to come to the remedy, if then you get these telephone calls and you have told these people that, please stop sending me messages, then should they continue, you must make sure that at the time when they call you, you must record the number from which they are calling you. Because the law also requires that as they call you, they must also say who they are and how they can be contacted, so that in the event you want to record and write to them, you should be able to say, so-and-so, please stop sending me those messages. Then once we've done all that, then you come to the regulator, you say, look, telemarketer X has been calling me. I told them to stop. They haven't stopped. Then we investigate. Once we have investigated and we find that they have done so, we take the matter to the enforcement committee. The enforcement committee will then make a finding to say, indeed, the telemarketer direct marketing of his goods or services to the data subject in contravention of the law because they did not obtain the consent.
Right, and then action will be taken.
And then action will be taken. We'll say, stop doing that. Stop sending the messages. If they don't, then we issue an enforcement notice. That is where now there are penalties because we've told you to stop. You haven't stopped. And then we can then say 10 years imprisonment or up to 10 years imprisonment or up to 10 million. That's how it works.
All right. Advocate Phantsi Tlakule, appreciate your time. The chairperson there of the Information Regulator of South Africa.